Yeah, good morning, everybody, or good afternoon. So we are going to go through some stats for the token game and a little bit about what we did this year with Hacker Jeopardy and other game-related stuff. So Hacker Jeopardy this year had 52 categories sent to the mailing list, but unfortunately only 12 of them run from outside the game team. We would like more diversity in the categories, so the more who send in categories, the better Hacker Jeopardy will become. We experimented this year with a lot of new kind of categories. We had a lot of constructive and positive feedback, so we are happy about that. But a complaint that we gotten both this year and early years, we need more network and cybersecurity related topics. So if anyone have any ideas, please contact us and give us some good categories with these subjects. So the token game this year. Well, we had 17 tokens. When the token game kind of dies out and nobody finds the token, yeah, it's kind of hard to make new ones because if people can't find them, then the fun stops. We had almost the same participants as last year, but we didn't have as many registrations. And an average of 2 tokens per participant, that is somewhat different than last year. And only one participant found more than 10 tokens. And nobody found more than 14 tokens. And nobody found all tokens. That's a little sad. We had some different tokens here this year. Hafnium made the entry, and it had a token hidden. It took a while for people to figure that out. We also had the movie of the day. There was some metadata hiding a token. And then there was this one. There were some token participants that called me evil for making this. But I was quite happy when 8Dot one evening contacted me. Was like, he walked by and he looked at it and then he was like, huh. And he actually figured it out without finding all the hints. So this was part of a bigger token game thing. So the QR code was a token in itself, but if your base 64 decoded it, it told you to follow the lights. The lights had 2 valid tokens and 25 invalid tokens, unfortunately, because we are missing input validation on the token system, so I didn't catch that error. I'm sorry about that. The tokens have been removed from the system. But if you followed those, you would find a number, a color, and something that looked like a token that also told you something about what the hell these numbers were. I'm not going to give it out because I think somebody wanna play with it still. But if you followed from the start of the main road to the end of main road, you would have, if you took the number in sequence, have a token. But at the end of the main road, there was a QR code telling you the hint down below, and that's actually also a token in itself. But if you use that, you could correlate the colors and then exchange them for the numbers, and you had the token. And if you also base 64 decoded all the text that looked like tokens, you would have had hints for how to decipher the wall of numbers at Infodesk. So, yeah, lessons learned. We need input validation on the token system. That's very important. There's a huge crossover between the CTF and token game players. And that seems to have removed some players from the token game this year because they focused on the CTF. That's what happens. But we need to figure out how to balance that more. Then we need not to hide tokens behind paywalls. So we had a Minecraft token, and not everybody owns Minecraft. So that's an important lesson. Also, and I didn't notice, I posted a token on Twitter, and apparently it was marked sensitive content for some reason. So people couldn't find it without having a Twitter account and removing the filter for sensitive content. So that's not something we're going to do again. And if possible, we need to prepare more tokens for next year. And we need to announce the token game more clearly so people know it's on and what it is about. And yeah, nobody found the Cyber Bunny. And I'm not going to go into details about the Cyber Bunny. Maybe he'll be back next year. Any question about the token game?
Wait a minute, we'll get the microphone.
I did manage to find the Cyber Bunny in the end. But there's another video token left I would like some hints on.
Should I just reveal it? Well, if you look at the schedule for this talk, you will find it immediately. With a bit of work behind it, but yeah, you have to reverse some things.
Any more questions for the token game? Excellent.
Yeah. So, like last year, we have the same Pixelfruit machine. It's it can do 80 gigabit per second. This year, I have a graph of it in a second. But we peaked about 30% of the utilization of it. This year, compared to last year, we had multiple 10 gigabit clients, which was nice. You were being punished this year as well if you used IPv4 and instead of IPv6. So I fixed my clients finally, and stuff worked. So we had two interactive games that were created by JWolf. One was Pong and one was Snake. You can still play them if you want to. Just go up and grab a controller and a friend to play Pong. Yeah, we made it so you could live stream the Pixelflute at live.bonhack.dk/pixelflute. So, and you can also stream it on multicast addresses just because we can. So. We had one movie that were being displayed on the Pixel Flutes, and later it was also converted into some streaming of the Jeopardy games and stuff like that. So most of the traffic was sent from a switch that were at the Pixel Flute server. But we also had a machine and regular camming that sent on average 7.1 gigabit per second. So this image shows bits per second, if you can read it. But this is around 26 gigabits. That's pretty nice. That's better than last year. We still need to use more bandwidth though. You can do 80 gigabit on it, so. Bring some 10 gigabit machines with you next year. We may be able to help you create a client if you haven't done so already. Just give some hints on what to do. And this is packets per second. It's around 2.6 million packets per second. Okay. That's pretty okay.
Yeah, so this year we had a new gaming experience. It was 10 Candles by Melinda. It was up in Cozy at night. There were two sessions, one last evening and the one the evening before. I participated in the first one. It was quite nice. And we're definitely going to try and make more of such events next year. So yeah, next year. Yeah, we're still doing Hacker Jeopardy, of course, and so the token game. we want more games like 10 Candles. So if anybody here knows something about some games that are easy to play and easy to set up and could be nice for an evening in the dark, then let us know. We're going to try and meet before the camp next year to plan stuff beforehand, especially with Hacker Jeopardy, so we don't have to make everything during the camp. And yeah, we want more game activities. So if anybody has any ideas, you don't have to join a game team, but if you want to join the game team and do anything, please do so. Yeah. Any questions?
Do we have questions for the team?
Okay.
I see no hands. Let's give a round of applause for the game team.
And do you have another slide with you?
No.
Well, we'd also like to announce the winner of Token Hunt.
Oh yeah, right. Sorry. So there is a winner of the Token Hunt. And the winner is getting a ticket for next year's Spawn Hack. 8Dot is the winner of this year's Spawn Hack with, yeah, absolutely the most tokens found. So if you found the Cyber Bunny, then you are now up to 15 tokens out of 17 tokens. So that's quite nice.
Yes.
Thank you.